5. Charlie is born. After signing his contract with the Keystone Company, Charlie moved to Los Angeles, where the Keystone Studio was located. His first encounter with the studio did not go well. When he arrived in front of the big building for the first time, it was lunchtime and many people were around. Charlie suddenly felt very shy. He wanted to go in, but could not. For half an hour, he stood on the opposite side of the road and then went back to his hotel. This happened 2 days in a row. After that, the people at the studio telephoned him and told him to come. Charlie had never been inside a studio before. Everything interested him very much. He thought the lighting was very beautiful. But for several days, there was no work for him, so he just wandered around. Little by little, he began to get worried. Sennett told him to be patient, but after 9 days, he was at a loss. Then, quite suddenly, his luck changed. He was standing in the studio, dressed in his street clothes. Sennett was directing a comedy. He needed some gags. Then he saw Charlie and said, "Put on a comedy makeup. Anything will do." Charlie had no idea what makeup to put on. However, on his way to the wardrobe, he quickly decided on his clothes. He wanted the sizes not to match, so he chose baggy pants, a tight coat, a small hat, and large shoes. He also put on a derby hat, picked up a small cane, and stuck on a small mustache because Sennett wanted him to look older. At that moment, Charlie had no idea of the character of this person. But as soon as he was dressed and had makeup on, something inside him came to life. He began to know clearly what to do. It all happened very quickly, and by the time he walked onto the stage, Charlie was fully born. Sennett was waiting there, and Charlie began to act the part in front of him, strutting around and swinging his cane. It was an instant success, and Sennett could not stop laughing. Then, Charlie told Sennett about the part. "This fellow has many sides. He is a tramp, a gentleman, a poet, a dreamer, a lonely fellow, always hoping for romance and adventure. He wants people to think he is a scientist, a musician, a duke, a polo player. But sometimes, he also picks up cigarette ends or robs babies of their candy. If he is angry, he may even kick a lady in the rear." The filming began. The scene was in a hotel lobby. Charlie was a guest in the hotel, but really, he was a tramp. He pretended to make many mistakes. He was so funny that the men behind the camera began to laugh. Soon, more people came to watch. Some were stagehands. Others were big actors. Charlie made them all laugh. There had never been so many laughs on the set before. By the time it was ended, Charlie knew he had made good. He also knew that his costume had helped him a lot, so he decided to keep to it for the rest of his life.